Hey guys, what's up? How are you all? I'm really happy and thank you so much for choosing me, especially for this segment. And I'm really happy and also very excited at the same time, because since past 1 month, we all are facing such difficulties in our life, and sometimes we don't have an answer that everything is going, we are doing everything right, but what is there which we are lacking, we are not able to understand. So yes, especially TechFest, IIT, all, everyone, I would like to thank you all and tell you guys thank you so much for choosing me, for giving me this opportunity. And I'm grateful that that I'm going to talk about our current situation that we all are facing, the battle against life and our need and our dreams. Lot of things are pending, but before that, let's just invite our guests. And let's talk with Swamiji today. Let's ask him questions. Namaste, Swamiji.
Namaste, Rashmi. I'm so grateful, so happy, so honored to be.
I'm blessed and lucky today. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Swamiji, I had, first when I got to know that this live session is going to be with you, I was like, I'm going to be the happiest person, because since past 1 month, I think everyone in India are facing something or the other, some situations, and especially the pandemic is taking over. It's playing with our mind somewhere. So I really had this question to ask, that to keep ourselves motivated, we make sure that we are working, we are reading, maybe we are pursuing our passion. But somewhere or the other, we are not able to connect with our own self. And I really would like to know that, how do you keep yourself motivated? How do you see things, and how do you see world, that vision, and that the filter we keep, the kind of need and super, we run after all the superficial things and things we don't have. So I would definitely like to know from you that what you do to keep yourself motivated, and all that I'm so positive.
At this moment, I do it by being with you. It's very important that, in Sanskrit, the idea of satsang, or being with people who nourish our character, our good character, who nourish our faith, and who nourish our purpose in life toward a higher experience. Because in the world today, there are so many uncertainties. Yes. And actually it's always like that. It just comes in different forms. And at this particular time, it's coming in quite a visible and extreme form. But, you know, there have been other times that our parents and grandparents have lived through world wars and massive droughts. And I've seen in India earthquakes, and things are uncertain in this way. And as long as our happiness, our peace, our purpose in life is built on a very weak foundation, then we're very vulnerable to be affected by everything. The simple analogy is, if you build a house on a strong foundation, then even when great storms come, the house stands. Whereas if we build a house, it may be a very beautiful house, may have very luxurious architecture and furniture and everything else you put in a beautiful house, but if it doesn't have a strong foundation, when an inevitable storm does come, it collapses. And that foundation, the sages, the yogis, the great philosophers throughout the ages have told us, it's something that's within ourselves.
Yes, that, very well. That
an inner foundation. If we experience in our life inner peace, and the highest form of inner peace is actually feeling from within love and compassion toward others, then that gives us satisfaction and it gives us stability. And then whatever may come in this world, we're actually stronger and more prepared to deal with those situations in a more effective way, because we're coming from a place of peace, of compassion, and hopefully of love. And to establish that foundation, it's important that we recognize that we need a strong foundation. An architecture has to expect that there's going to be storms. Even in these days, good architects expect there could be an earthquake. And, you know, they build the foundation in such a way, not anticipating. So, you know there's going to be storms, even if it's a very sunny and beautiful day and everybody likes us and all of that. And that requires putting a priority there. And the beginning is satsang, to seek out the company of people who enlighten us, who help us to focus and have faith on the development of that inner foundation. And the second thing that great wise people have told us throughout the ages is to excavate through a spiritual practice. It's called sadhana. To actually, what it may be, chanting God's names or reciting mantra or prayer or study of spiritual literature, maybe meditation, but to actually give quality time on a regular basis to make that inner connection with ourself, where we're finding peace, where we're finding compassion, where we're finding love, where we're finding something deeply meaningful. And then whatever we do in the world, we have such a good motivation. And then when the storms come, you know, we deal with the storm from strength, from peace, from kindness, rather than fear and anxiety and depression. So I like to say that satsang, to be with good people who inspire and enlighten our higher nature, sadhana, some regular spiritual practice to excavate our inner wealth, and then to live with character.
Yeah.
And the greatest character is seva, where whatever God gives us, we want to help others with that, because that's our connection with God to such a very special.
Yes, but Swamiji, I had this one more question of, like, I have seen a lot of people in their normal routine life, they're extremely busy, but some say that you are not religious, some say that you are not spiritual. So what is the difference between the spirituality and the following the religion path? Is there a particular place where you go and you find nirvana or something like that, or you just have to feel it within your, it's inside you? Because I don't go to any temple, I don't go to the church, I don't go anywhere. I if I feel like going, I would definitely visit, because I find those places are very spiritual, energetic. I get powers from that place. But in my routine life, it's very difficult to go and find that kind of peace everywhere. So I take name on, like, counting Jai Mata Di. This is how I believe in spirituality. But a lot of people, they run to other places, but they're still very restless. They can't, they don't have the direction in life. So what is the difference?
Actually, religion, spirituality, yoga, they're all different words that point us in the same direction.
Yes.
Toward living in harmony with our true self, with God, whatever name we may have for God, with other people, and with nature. That idea of being in harmony with our the body, the mind, with our living force, with our true self, with God, with all beings, and with nature. That's really what religion, spirituality, yoga is bringing us toward. That's the heart of yoga, we may say, the heart of religion. And to understand that temples or ashrams are places to nourish us and inspire us and also educate us. But if the effect does not come, that we recognize that our heart is a temple, that our home is a temple, and you know, what we do in our home, what we do in our workplace, and how we live and how we speak, and how we cultivate clean and put our spiritual purpose within our heart, then we're going to find God there. If we can't find God in our heart, we can't really find him in a temple or an ashram. And if we find God in our heart, we could find him everywhere. And the purpose of temple and ashram is to inspire us and help us to find God within our heart, to find truth within our heart, to find the peace and the love and ultimately the ananda, the happiness we're looking for, to find that within. And then we have something so beautiful, so wonderful, and so incredibly valuable to share with our loved ones and with the world.
Yeah, very, very true. I don't go to any temples, but yes, like you said, it's in my heart. जिसे हम सब कहते हैं कि हमारे दिल में बसते हैं, हमें जगह जगह ढूंढने की जरूरत नहीं है. And on that note, I have one more question, that in today's youth is looking for a lot of dreams. They're very ambitious, they're very outspoken, but they cannot face the rejection, they can't face the failure, and they're very and then they end up doing something wrong. And like, especially the pandemic, the way this we are facing, the entire world is facing the same problem, Corona, COVID-19, and it's a flowing energy, that's what I feel. But a lot of people are committing suicide, and exit is the only way, because I have seen that people are not valuing their life the way they should, that they have earned so many things, they have achieved so many success, and they have so many dreams yet to live, but they actually easily choose to quit from the life. So how would you like to suggest all the youth who are like only college going students, who are future of our nation?
Education is very important. Education on not just what we do and accomplish, but how we do it. The nature of life in this world is we don't always get what we want. And the more we expect to get what we want, the more we'll be frustrated, because it's inevitable that we're not going to get it. You know, for happiness to be sustainable, we need to have a different perspective of who we are, and and what is really valuable, what is really meaningful, what is real wealth in life. There's a famous saying that if you lose your wealth, you lose nothing. You lose your health, you lose something. And if you lose your character, you lose everything. So of course, you know, our wealth and our health, you know, we have to be very attentive and try our very, very best to,
to
keep it and expand it or whatever. But we need to put these different priorities in perspective, that really what is going to give our life meaning and happiness is the character in which we live. And, you know, in today's world, people are so much conditioned, educated, and trained that success is in material results. You know, how many numbers are there in our bank account or in our salary or whatever, and how many likes we get on Facebook and how many dislikes.
Very true.
How many books we sell, or, you know, things are so quantitatively oriented, you know, in terms of, you know, wealth, in terms of fame, in terms of skills, what I can accomplish. But in a truly cultured society, what is given the most respect and honor is the compassion, the character, and the integrity in which we're trying to do our best. My beloved teacher, my guru, Srila Prabhupada, he wrote something that really became like a window for me to look at life through. He defined greatness. He said, the greatness of a person should be estimated by how that person is able to tolerate provoking difficult situations. And we find in all spheres of life, the people who are historically known as the greatest, they went through so many failures. They usually went through so many upsets, so many heartbreaks, so much betrayal. And to do it really in a way that we're truly serving our self-interest and the self-interest of the world around us, it's important that we have a spiritual connection, because we learn so much of things, but do we know ourselves? The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells that there's this body, which is sacred property, and there's the mind, which is interfacing with the sacred property. But yes. who is the person? Who is the me? Who is the you that's actually subjectively living life through this mind and this physical body? It's the self. There are different names: Atma, Jiva, soul, living force, consciousness. But we are that. And there's a science for almost everything of this world. Technology is such an incredible progressive way of interacting with the world through science. There's medicine, there's biology, there's a science of psychology, there's so many science. There's science within sports, cricket. But the most essential science is understanding who I am. And there are great science books which philosophically, logically, practically help us to get a direct personal experience of who I truly am. And the nature of the spirit is such an ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of happiness. And we all in this lifetime, we have the opportunity to open up that great treasure in our heart, to know ourselves.
In your few quotes, you have been always mentioning that you have stated that the technology advancement have polluted the air, water, and soil, basically our earth. Do you think our own advancement will take over us or pose a threat or our own existence? I have written this question so that I don't forget this. I have seen many of your quotes that you are mentioning about this thing, that it's polluting our earth. Mother Earth actually needs help. And now I agree with you. So I really, can you please put a light onto it? I would.
Technology will have the effect according to the character and values of the people utilizing that technology.
Yeah.
And traditionally, this is an inseparable part of education. Not only to teach people how to do things, but to do things in ways that are beneficial to our own self, our loved ones, and to the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, technology can bring so much benefit and relief and happiness if we're utilizing it with a compassionate spirit. A simple example, Reshma, is a knife good or bad? If a knife is in the hands of a thief, that person will use the knife to kill someone and take whatever they have for their own selfish interest. The same knife, if it's in the hands of a surgeon, it will be used to save a life. So technology is like that. Education is like that. Money is like that. Fame is like that. All of our skills and abilities are like that. They're all resources, and they could be used in a very destructive way. Even religion is like that. You know, some people will take the concepts of religion and the concept of God for, you know, to build their own arrogance and to be hateful and cruel to others and to teach that. And others will take the same religion with the same words to inspire within themselves and others peace and kindness and compassion and love. So technology, like everything else in creation, is the benefits or the destructive tendencies are based on the values and the character of the persons who are utilizing them. Our intentions and our sincerity in how we express those intentions is all important. And the idea of spirituality really is to give us a very deep, sustainable value that doesn't change because of fear or temptation.
Yeah. The fear takes a lot. It will encourage you not to do something, but courage always pushes you something. And I always say this thing, this is my mantra of like, I am the lock, I am the key, and I set myself free, and that gives me a lot of power and encouragement, so that anything that gives me that fear, that is it possible for me, will I be able to do it, there are a lot of like do's and don'ts, but I always say that, okay, I'm the lock, I'm the key. If I'm creating, I can destroy it also. So let's try, why not to just move ahead and go ahead and see the positive side in life. And thank you so much, Swamiji. But last question I would like to ask you, that in you could have chosen easily a very good and luxurious life. Most heal the world. What made you do that?
The connection wasn't so good. Could you ask that again?
Like, you could have easily had the best luxurious life, but you have chosen the most difficult path that is so difficult that you have to heal the world. And it's definitely not easy. Sometimes people don't understand. They are in resistance. They don't allow you, but you still do it. What made you choose this path to contribute so much to the world?
Well, Reshma, I first want to thank you for your wonderful thoughts of how it's so important that we look for opportunities. There's always light. Even in the darkest place, if we look for the light, we'll find light. Seek and ye shall find. If we're looking for an opportunity, we'll find an opportunity and we'll grow. You know, the redwood trees, you know, they grow their roots deep. Their roots connect with each other and hold each other up. And even the greatest storms, they see an opportunity to grow. Yes. If we're looking for an opportunity to complain or to give up, then we'll find so many reasons to do that. And that's why, you know, being with good company and having a nice spiritual practice helps us to look for the light. We connect with it within, and then we're able to recognize it in the world around us. As far as myself, you know, personally, I saw so many people with luxuries who really were poverty stricken inside themselves. You know, real wealth is not in the number of things we have. Real wealth is in the quality of our life. You know, are we happy? Are we kind? Is our life meaningful? If we don't have those things, then we have to somehow or other distract the voidness within ourselves by just occupying ourselves with all these external designations and so-called accomplishments. But I've seen millionaires, and I've seen billionaires, and I've seen wonderful mothers living in simple Indian villages, and I've seen monks, and I've seen business people, and I've seen entertainers. I've seen people of all categories of society who are really wealthy within, because they have a high purpose. They understand the value of kindness. They understand the value of compassion. And on the deepest level, they can understand the value of being an instrument of divine love, of God's love. And I just identified that that's true wealth. And I chose this path, that it was my calling, for a simple reason, that I could just at least try to give my life for others, that the whole world becomes my family, because I'm not really trying to maintain a house, and I'm not maintaining a family, and I'm not maintaining all the different designations. I'm just a servant of society, and really that's what a swami or a monk is supposed to be, just somebody who to be an instrument of God's love is my wealth, and I want to share with this with the world. And I'm so completely happy with this, and I'm just so happy to see other people successful. And when we're happy to see other people successful, that brings such inner joy to our hearts. When we're envious, or we become depressed to see others successful, that means we really need to make a connection within our own hearts.
Thank you, Swamiji. Thank you so much.
spiritual life is not a matter of giving up the world. Spiritual life is living in harmony with the world. And yes. In the Vedic scriptures, there are many stories of queens and kings who were the greatest saints. What to speak of everybody else? And we all have that opportunity. IIT, you know, the future leaders of the world are so much being educated and groomed, you know, the influence that all the students there could have is could change the world, providing the values, the character, and the interconnections that people have to utilize these gifts with kindness, with compassion, and with love. And Reshma, thank you for the opportunity that you're giving me to speak some of these ideas.
Thank you so much. It's the all IIT student who have chosen you. I must say thank you to all of them to choosing both of us. I have got the wonderful opportunity to connect with you. I had you contributed so much to everyone who has attended this live, and I can't tell you that how overwhelmed I am right now. Thank you. And one of my friends, Rohit, he's a designer. He has told you Devanta and Hari Rama, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I am so honored, so grateful that I met you today. And it is my hope and even my prayer that we could meet again very soon.
Definitely. Once everything gets over and things are a little normal, I would definitely come and take the blessing from you by myself.
Thank you. And I pray to all the people who are participating in today's conversation that, you know, seek the true value of what life is. And I pray for your peace. I pray for your happiness. And I pray that we can all be showered by the monsoon rains of grace.
Thank you so much, Swamiji. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Guys, I'm really grateful. All the IIT students who have attended this live, and I must say that Swamiji has given the key of our life, especially during this moment where we're facing so much and going through so many difficulties in life. I would just say that what Swamiji said, kindness, harmony, and courage, compassion will only give you everything. And with that note, you also need to connect with yourself. You need to understand yourself better than the world. You really need to understand what exactly you're looking for in life. And the way Swamiji said, what is the purpose of you being here in the world? You are the chosen one. You got the opportunity. You have a life to create others' life. And you can help everyone, whoever you want. You can choose. You have a choice. And choice will always give you awareness. So with that note, stay strong, stay positive, and be the way you are. And let the world change for you. And create more. And like I said, I am the lock, I am the key, and I set myself free. And that gives me more power and more courage to feel and to fight with my all dreams. Mujhe koi hurdles bhi aate hai to main nahi rukti hu. Why? Because I believe in myself. I didn't know that I'm going to sit here like this and I will be talking to you guys. I didn't know that I'll have that kind of wo kehte hai na, mujhe kisi ne bola ki aap itni sari cheeze itni ek saath multitasking kaise kar lete ho. It's definitely not easy, but definitely if you decide for yourself, if you choose, it's definitely very much easy, and you will also attract that kind of people around you. Surroundings are very important. So whenever you feel low, just have one question in mind. What is my purpose? And am I the chosen one? And for what? You will get the answer. And humans are wonderful creators. And they are the best creature God have made. I know I said creature, but I would still tell you, yes, if we decide, if we want to do something, we can do it like this. It's just your mind. Don't limit yourself. Set yourself free. Try it. You will find something is not right. You will find that you have not done something right. You will find, you will face a failure, but how does that matter? It all belongs to you. It's yours. And then again you try, and the second attempt will be more bigger success. So just stay strong, stay happy. Education is the utmost important thing. Swamiji also said that knowledge is definitely everything. It's the biggest power in the world you can have. So guys, all the very best, and once again, thank you so much for all the love and everything that y'all are doing for me. Thank you so much, TechFest IIT people. Thank you so much for having me live on your page. And Swamiji, once again, thank you so much.